7 a.m. and you babies, you are listening to BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. This is your musical savior, your voice in the resistance, Steve Fox, broadcasting coast to coast, north to south, all across this great republic. I am telling every single American every Saturday morning, always it is time to wake the F up.
Yeah. fortunate that we even have to say Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you go through history, nobody ever gave a fuck. I mean, you can kill black people in the street. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to prison. But when I say Black Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, that's like if I was to say Gay Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter. If I said Women's Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, you're diluting what I'm saying. You're diluting the issue. The issue isn't about everybody. It's about black lives at the moment. But the truth of the matter is, they don't really give a fuck about anybody if you break the shit all the way down to the low fucking dirty ass truth.
We say that black lives matter, but truthfully they really never have. No one ever really gave a fuck. Just read your bullshit history books. But honestly, it ain't just black.
After 7 a.m., America, and you're listening to BFF.FM, coming to you from the free state of California. It's Uncle Sam with music and the truth all day long. Right now, I got a few words for our brothers and sisters behind the lines in Pennsylvania. John rides his bike to work. John rides his bike to work. The window is locked to all. The window is locked to all. The garden blooms in December. The garden blooms in December. It's the 7 o'clock hour, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Well, on a brighter note,
commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One Nation, under God, has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is the reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in its world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's concentrate.
Better living through television. TV, is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we've created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar-sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a Union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language, like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Steve Fox hanging with you on another glorious Saturday in the revolution. This is Wake the F Up. Another day closer to victory, and we are in it together, folks. We are in it together. Cheeto has gone to Europe. Hopefully, they keep him there under chains. Boy, it has been a week of just nutsery that is unparalleled in the history of the presidency. From spouting that he wanted to buy Greenland, to calling himself the chosen one, to saying that he hereby orders American companies to stop doing business with China. Folks, this is the action of a man who is not having a brain that is fully capable of working. What am I saying? I think he's nuts. I mean, yes, we all knew he was nuts. But I think that there is dementia happening in the White House. Think about the 25th Amendment and what it is to have him removed in that direction. Almost impossible. So we do have to do what we want with going to our members of Congress and telling them to impeach, and then making sure we are registered to vote. I'm going to repeat it over and over again until we get out of this. Here's some Kinks.
I'm living my life like a good homo sapien, but all around me everybody's multiplying and they're walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in the cages in the zoo, man. 'Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape, man. I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized, 'cause I'm a strict vegetarian. Population and inflation and starvation and the crazy politicians, I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna say
man's evolution, he's created the city and the motor traffic rumble. But give me half a chance and I'd be taking off my clothes and living in the jungle.
Cultus, minor, cultus. My body is a weapon waiting at your door. Hold me under. Don't let go. Kaltes, klares Wasser. Kaltes, klares Wasser. Kaltes, klares. Kaltes. Kaltes, klares Wasser. Kaltes Wasser. Wasser. Kaltes Wasser. Klares Wasser. Kaltes Wasser. Klares Wasser. Kaltes Wasser. Wasser. Kaltes Wasser. Klares Wasser. Kaltes Wasser. Wasser, kaltes Wasser, klares Wasser, kaltes Wasser, Wasser, kaltes, klares, kaltes, klares, kaltes, klares, kaltes Wasser.
Now this one is dedicated to the people all over. Remember the words of your crucial entertainer. When I say I do not sip the coke, I only smoke the centimila. I do not sip the coke, I only smoke centimila. I do not sip the coke, I only smoke centimila. I do not sip the coke, I only smoke centimila. I do not sip the coke, I only smoke centimila. Without a doubt, I am the boss, and in my class, I am the teacher. If music is a fruit of life, then I will be a reaper. If MC business was a school, then I would be headmaster. If a car, I'd be the driver. If a bike, I'd be the rider. If MC business was a church, Pato would be the vicar. And instead of calling me MC, you all would call me preacher. But fun and joke aside, I won't get serious in this matter and dedicate this style to each and every cocaine dealer. I do not sip the coke, I only smoke
centimila.
I do not sip the coke, I only smoke
centimila.
I do not sip the coke, I only smoke
centimila.
Now I go sip the coke, I only smoke
centimila.
In February 1985, Pato became a winner because I did that tune called Hello Tosh. In February 1985, Pato became a winner because I did that tune called Hello Tosh. It shooted up the charts and nearly gave my mama a failure. She looked at me and said, son, me glad me grow you proper. I sound like you had been a pride and joy of any mother. Now make the fame get to your head, just think about your future. Doubters of encouragement just made me push on further to break down any walls and also break through any barrier. I got a lot of guidance from GT, who is my manager. Assistance from Don Christie Fashion helped me cross the border. I also got a lot of aid from Good Good Sensei Mila. That's why I do not snort the coke, I only burn the ganja. I do not sip the coke, I only smoke
centimila.
I do not sip the coke, I only smoke
centimila.
I do not sip the coke, I only smoke
centimila.
I do not sip the coke, I only smoke centimila.
Centimila.
Pass the crutch in the boss. Train from Birmingham to London. Halfway on my journey was approached by this white ruffian with greasy hair and scruffy jeans. He looked just like a villain. He sat down opposite me with attendants in his right hand. But I don't judge appearance, I just check the way you galang. So I introduced myself to him as Mr. Pato Banton. Nice to meet you, my name's Rowdy and I work with PA Hire. I've heard your name someplace before but I just can't remember. But anyway, I'm very, very, very glad to meet ya. And I've got some dope, it's Fosca's Coke, you can have this for a fiver. I looked down on the table and saw a piece of silver paper. Inside the silver paper was some powder that looked like flour. Me ask him, what it do for you? It give you strength and power. Now everyone I wanted to hear the way he answered. When Mr. Pato Banton, the sensation is fine. It makes me see green men and I go to cloud nine. All my worries and problems left Mars behind. So no matter where I am, I have a brilliant time. If you don't believe me, hold on and I'll fix you a line. Just take one sniff of this and you'll be out of your mind. But I took the coke and threw it right outside the carriage window. Before he could say a word, I quickly built up a five-sheeter into my pocket for my Sensi and my lighter. I lit it with a flash and then to Rody passed it over. I could see that he was loving it because of his expression. Me tell him, this is Sensi, the healing of the nation. In some place, doctors use it for herbal medication. Ronald Reagan smoked it just before him go up on television. After Margaret Thatcher visit him, she brings some back to England, then distributes it equally throughout the House of Commons. But fun and joke aside, it gives me deep, deep meditation. It fills my heart with niceness and I get enough inspiration.
You could be any color, any creed or any nation. After smoking Sensimila, I know you'll find a reason why I do not sip the coke, I only smoke
Sensimila.
I do not sip the coke, I only smoke
Sensimila.
Nah, I go sniff no coke, I only smoke
Sensimila.
I do not sip the coke, I only smoke Sensimila. I do not sip the coke, I only smoke Sensimila. I do not sip the
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Don't sniff coke. Pato Banton on Wake the F Up. Fox here, hanging with you in this hour. Wanted to tell you that we remind you here at BFF.FM, we're a community radio station, of course. That means we are owned by the community. You actually allow us to run things, which is awesome. It's why we have such great programming, such great hosts, guests, jams, talk, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's awesome. And we want you to be a bigger part of that. That is, be one of our besties. You can donate once. Donating once is great. If you donate every month $10 or more, you become one of our besties and get perks and shows and inside information and the knowledge that you're pushing forward an idea of San Francisco-based community out there for the entire world. Go to our donate page, become a bestie today, make it happen. Eat this riff.
We'll be right back. true. I only half believe what you said.
Stupid computer made a mistake in the measurements. The right boot's too tight.
There is a logical way to proceed, Doctor. You point your toe, apply equal pressure to either side of the boot, and push. We have no time for emotionalism.
This is Dr. McCoy, our chief medical officer.
Darris, secretary to the National Socialist Party.
How do you do? What in blazes is this?
BFF.FM.
BFF.FM. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Pushing forward on this Saturday. Here on another edition of Wake the F Up. Don't want to pass on more bad news, but it seems to be all over the place these days. The Amazon rainforest is being burned as we speak. And it looks like the president of that country, who is very much like the criminal sitting behind the Resolute desk here in our country, wants to deforest the Amazon jungle, the rainforest, and turn it into farmland. And burning the Amazon rainforest will just speed up the global climate crisis. It's very, very unnerving. And when you think about it, all we got is our vote. All we got is our hand raised in the air saying, we will not stand for this. Do whatever you can. Resist every day. Tear their playhouse down.
Set up. You think you've got the perfect plan. Remember when you had a summer fling with the hottie who ended up being completely insane? Yeah, we chose to forget them too and play new jams. BFF.FM.
And helmet.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Steve Fox with you for just a couple more minutes. And coming up at 8 o'clock is, of course, Label It, right here on the mighty, mighty BFF.FM. All Saturday, all Sunday, all weekend, all week long, bringing you the best in radio programming across the multiverses. As always, before I walk out this door, I want to say that you and you and you and you stand up, fight back, never give in, resist, impeach, get him the hell out of office for all of us.
Sock.
Fox out.
Yeah.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Clicks consume that fake ass bullshit y'all assume. Ass out of you and me and get the fuck away from me with that factory manufactured sucker energy. Testosterone romping that stink from the stage. We bust the sound of outrage against the hate y'all made. Made with hate.
Again. What hate made?
Made with hate.
Again. What hate made?
Made with hate.
Again. What hate made?
Made with hate.
Again. What hate?
Emerge from the zone of the sunken unknown. Straight up, stripped down, disco clown. Swirling off sides, out of bounds, foul ball. This motherfucker paid to fool you all. Believing on the wind side while you're bleeding on the inside. Celebrating, get wasted, but the flag's off sides. Tired of y'all taking populations for a ride.
I'm tired and sick of being sick and tired.
Made with hate.
Again. What hate made?
Made with hate.
Again. What hate?
Made with hate.
Again. What hate made?
Made with hate.
Again. What hate made?
So close, so close. So close, so close. So close, so close. So close. Made with hate.
Again. What hate made?
Made with hate.
Again. What hate made?
Made with hate.
Again. What hate made?
Made with hate.
Again. What hate?
My inside world with no mercy. Blew up my inside world with no mercy. Blew up my inside world with no mercy. Blew up my inside world with no mercy. You blew up my inside world with no mercy. 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 This is not a drill. This is fascism. It is here. Poised as a government takeover threat. Your region of the world, it is not.